Hello, my name is Bert Janssen. I'm a service engineer in the SharePoint and OneDrive service engineering team, and in this demo I'm going to talk about remote event receivers. In the demo you will see you actually get a view on different type of remote event receivers. So there will be an app installed remote event receiver that's triggered when we install our provider hosted application. And when that app installed event receiver fires, it will connect a new remote event receiver, namely an item added event receiver to a list. So within a minute I actually run the application, you will not see much happening, but in background the app installed event receiver runs and it hooks up the other item added event receiver to a new list. And then we'll see what happens if we add an item to that new list. So with that, let's switch over to Visual Studio and dive into the sample details. Before we go into the actual running of the sample, a few things. This solution that I'm using for this demo is Core.Event Receivers, which you can find under the samples folder of the PNP project. And it is an provider host application, so there is a SharePoint application and a provider part over here. Before we can run a SharePoint application, we need to properly set up a site URL and ensure that the server connection is online, which is the case here. So with this all kind of nicely set up, we can press F5 and Visual Studio will deploy our application to that site. Since we're using an app installed event receiver, Visual Studio will already ask us to grant permissions to the app before we even log on. And this is needed to make the app installed event receiver being able to work. So we're going to press Trusted here. At this point, the app is further deployed to the environment, and if everything goes well, the app installed event receiver will also fire as part of this app installation. So installation is still in progress. Here we get our logon prompt. So let's log on to the site, sign in. Since already I did the consent dialog, we're not getting that one at this point, and we just end up in our provider host application. Oh, as said in the introduction, this one isn't really doing a lot of magic right now. That already happened during the installation of the app due to the app installed remote event receiver, which is described here. Now, what's the net result of this? So for that we go to the host web. So I'm going to open up the host web in a new tab, and we'll see here that there is a new remote event receivers list being added, and that's done using the app installed event receiver. So when we go to this new list, I'm going to add a new item. So PNP demo, we leave that empty. I'm gonna hit save. If I hit save, the item added event receiver that we dynamically connected is triggered, and it updates the added item, which you can see here in the demo, because I added as description demo, and this part updated by remote event receiver was automatically added via our item added remote event receiver that we hooked up at during the app installation time. Righty, now let's have a look at what this actually means from a code perspective. I'm gonna close this one and jump into Visual Studio. First of all, in order to work with an app installed event receiver, you need to enable it here in your SharePoint project. So in this case, both app installed and app uninstalling are enabled. When you do so, Visual Studio will create this App Event Receiver service for you, and that's the place where you can add your App Event Receiver logic. So let's open up the code behind here, and here you see the process event method that's being called when the remote event receiver fires. So when SharePoint calls the remote event receiver, it hits this method. In this case, since we have the same event receiver that we used for the app installed, app uninstalling, and for the item added, we have logic here to determine the event type, and based on that we jump into a different method. So as said, during app install time, we added that custom list and hooked up an item added event. So let's have a look at what that actually means. If I jump into this method, actually the actual implementation is in this remote event receiver manager class. So let's jump over there. What we do here is we check for a list. If it's not there, we're going to create this this particular list which has the name remote event receivers jobs. If we have the list, we're going to check like okay, let's check if this our event receiver is already added to that list. If that's the case, we don't need to add it again, otherwise it would fire twice. So if it's not been added, we have code that will add the remote event receiver to the list. So once the remote event receiver is added to the list, you go to the list and add an item to it, we go into this flow here back in the event receiver service. When an item is added, this case construct is being called. So when we go to the handle item added method, again this is in the remote event receiver manager class, so I'm going to switch over there. And what you see here is the simple logic that you saw in the demo, that we get the item, once we have the item we update the description and save the item back to SharePoint, and that's it. So in this demo you saw how an app installed event receiver can be used to customize the site when your app is installed, because we added the list, and also how you can dynamically connect additional event receivers from code.